Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
In 2004, the USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group investigated a group of unusual radar signatures off the coast of Southern California. Aircraft from the carrier were deployed to obtain visual confirmation of these craft that had been puzzling the radar operators in the area for the last several days. One of these flights would capture infrared footage of what appeared to be a supremely maneuverable craft that outpaced the combat aircraft sent to intercept it. It would be 13 years until this footage was released alongside a New York Times article that provided insight into the U.S. government's five-year-long, $20 million investigation into UFOs. As knowledge of these mysterious craft violating U.S. airspace became public, government officials commissioned an inquiry into what information has been gathered to date and what the military has been doing about these craft. This case file joined the theorists as they temper their expectations for the 2021 Pentagon UFO Report.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 192, the Pentagon UFO Report. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Before we start, Zell, can you turn on the Skype camera? We can't see. We were trying to tell you that before.
For fuck's sake.
Also, correction, UAP report.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Didn't you listen to Hillary Clinton? UAP.
Sorry. My bad.
Damn it. You fucking my blew bad. It, man. You blew it. We should just restart. This is all.
Just it's all gone to shit.
It's all fucked.
Yeah. What's going on? Are we turning this camera on or what?
Yeah. For fuck's sake, just hold on a second. It's coming.
There we go.
It's coming.
Ooh, I can't record a case file if I can't gaze into my own eyes.
That's true.
Everyone knows this.
I don't fucking doubt that's truth at all.
No, it's 100% what I do.
No.
I just look at myself the entire time. What am I going to do? Look at you three?
Guess not.
That's why he struggles to read, because he's always just staring at himself.
Yeah, it's hard.
Drooling.
This is an interesting one, because this is obviously, we're going to talk about this UAP report that's everyone's been waiting for. That was tucked in that COVID bill months and months ago. Well, I guess like 180 days ago.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
much,
about
pretty
right.
Close.
Yeah, 180 days. Yeah.
It was tucked in the tail end of this bill, snuck in for the...
What'd they call it? What do they call it when they sneak it in there, Dan?
Oh, what? When they sneak it in there?
Like fast
they,
one.
Well, I mean, technically it was in there because it was part of the Intelligence Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2021. So, which is the Senate committee like convenes to talk about like where we're spending money in the intelligence agencies. Like, right. where is the money going? What are you doing with it? It's part of the you know, it's part of Congress's job of oversight.
I just thought they called it something different when they write it into like the back of the bill or something.
Well, it's not like they put this part, this specific part about the report was actually in a committee comments
committee
section.
Oh, I was okay. That's what I was looking for. Committee comments. Just like,
because we've talked about it before, and we actually talked about it at length. I remember back when this happened, like this was in the news
back in January. Yeah.
Back in December.
It was space news back then.
Yeah, it was.
Look at it now.
The whole world was waiting for it. June 1st was the day.
Yeah, they cracked into it June. So they had the Senate briefing. So the senators who on the Intelligence Committee have been briefed about this report, about what's in it, what's it contain, and they've talked to the officials who put it together. And so now the thing is, there is a within the provisions of that committee comment thing, they said, well, you should publish both an unclassified one alongside, like, there will be a classified annex. Oh. So there will be parts of the report that are classified, because you kind of have to do that because they're, you know, they will be talking about things and technologies that they're using to detect these objects and these whatever and, they're seeing. Yeah,
classified.
Potentially technologies that aren't widely known about.
We don't want potential enemies or hostile nations knowing about. And so there's supposed to be the unclassified version is supposed to come out at the end of this month, probably around the 25th, I think is what I've been seeing. So this is timely. So we're talking
about
it's
going to be
about
500 pages of just blacked out shit.
it could be a bunch of redacted stuff, but it could be something like that. So but that's what we're looking at right now, is there will be some sort of, or at least that's what everybody's hoping for, is there some sort of unclassified version of the report coming out later this month. So if you're listening to this in a timely fashion, you're going to be like, cool, I'll get excited for it. If it's already come out by now, then
Date I've heard being thrown around is June 20th.
Yeah. So June 20, 25th, somewhere around there. So, but the report is done. It is done.
People have seen it. People have seen it.
Right. People, yeah. And have commented on it. So that's what we got a bunch in the last couple of days, last day or two. You've had officials, sitting Congress, sitting members of Congress who have talked about it on the condition of anonymity.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Okay.
So what's been leaked then? So has stuff just been leaked a little bit? Because I know the big news was the New York Times. That's the same people who broke the 2017 ATIP shit. So that was like the big one. But how did they, do we know how they got the information, or is it just?
Well, they got information from people who were in the meeting.
Right.
And that's why I said
the secondhand.
The people who talked about on the condition of being anonymous, because they're technically not supposed to talk about this because it's classified stuff. It's a classified meeting, but they let out that, you know, there's stuff in this report. There's interesting things about this report. It perhaps is not as mind blowing as we really want it to be, but there is still stuff in here to dig into.
It wasn't like, here's the aliens.
Yeah.
These are their names. It was... Yeah. We don't know any more than we already knew.
Yeah, this is fucking Steve, and there's Bob right over there.
Xorp.
Yeah.
Well, the whole reason, really, or one of the real impetuses to bring out this report was like the big complaint that the members of Congress had, or the committee members had, was that they were concerned that there was no unified, comprehensive process that the federal government had to collect and analyze all the intelligence and UAP. And, even though this would be considered a threat, that you have these objects, you have pilots, you have, sailors, you've got radar operators, everybody, you've seen these things, and there's nobody seems to be like accurately recording these, reporting these, analyzing these findings. And that seems like something that they should be doing or taking more seriously. So that was what kind of really brought about the concern, or was really pushing concern behind the whole thing. It wasn't like, okay, these things are aliens. It's more like these things are violating our airspace. So what are you guys doing about it? And why is there no paperwork? You know, like, why aren't people coming forward and talking about this? Why is there no documents for us to look at?
Like, yeah.
All they're gonna, if you could listen to the sailors' reports, there's just gonna be fucking pages and pages of sexy ladies on hanging out on rocks when they're really manatees.
Yeah,
like that's why they haven't been taking any of this shit seriously. We've been looking,
just old sea shanty lyrics.
And so, like the whole committee meeting, the original meeting happened back in June of last year, and so right after that, like the month later, the Department of Defense went ahead and established the UAP Task Force, so Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, to investigate the nature and the origins of these unidentified flying objects. So it's essentially Blue Book all over again.
Modern Blue Book.
For these specific ones. It's not like a nationwide one, but specifically for these events that they had. And in the report, they talk about at least 120 events for the last like two decades and 20 years, I think is what they put it at. So,
well, when these events, see on that 120 events, I thought that was 120 filmed events. From what like I read, that's what I thought it was. Is that they had 120 videos of these things?
I read it as incidents.
There's more than 120 incidents of the last two decades of these things. I don't necessarily say that they're all film, but there's stuff like that happened and they can't explain.
It's a mix of like pilot testimony, radar, some video. We've seen four now.
Yeah.
I wish there was 120 that'll eventually be leaked out.
Well, we're gonna see a lot more. I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and say there's probably a lot more than four.
Yeah, I would say.
And you know, maybe we'll get some more.
And so one of the comments they put about like the challenges that the UAP task force had was that it's really difficult to gather data on these things, like what these events and what they are, because you have pilots and stuff who've seen that, but that's still secondhand, right? There's mm-hmm. no real firsthand accounts of like what went on. There's no way that the pilots don't know where the objects are or where they'll be seen. So there's no way to, they don't seem to have a schedule about when these things will appear. You know, you have these stories of these, like, yeah, these things were out there for like 5 days, but they didn't know when they were going to appear, like during that day, you know? So, and one of the other things is like, you might not have, sure, you have IR cameras and stuff on some of these jets, but you don't have the correct sensors, the correct, you know, analytical equipment on these planes to collect the stuff that you need. A lot of these cameras that these jets and are like the type of combat aircraft that are out there, that, you know, like the FA-18 Hornet that I think Fravor was flying.
Yep.
Like even those jets, like their hardware and stuff is designed to track other jets, like fast moving targets, like at a constant speed, not these things that seem to be changing directions at on a dime and you know, traveling way faster than a normal jet.
No kidding.
Kind of things.
Well, and yeah, and that's exactly the thing. It's this equipment is set up to track stuff that we know of, like
that we can anticipate.
Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right. It's also a matter of size. You know, some of these things are small, like they're too small, or they're even some of them are too slow to actually be tracked by some of these jets. So not specifically just saying like not just addressing the ones that like the go fast and the gimbals and all those ones, but you have other objects that just were moving too slow and they just are able to like either they just slow down and then the jets can't track them anymore because they're just the jets are going super fast.
Yeah, well so below the speed of the jet.
Yeah.
So back in 2017, we had To the Stars Academy originally release those three videos. It was what the FLIR,
yeah.
The go fast. And the gimbal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in 2020, just last year, last summer, the Navy officially released the videos claiming or saying like, yeah, these are real videos. We don't know what they are. Just like kind of give credence to like, you know, to the Stars Academy and Elizondo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, all they said was these are in fact videos.
Yeah. These are real videos.
Yeah. Like we're videos and we took them. That was it.
That was it. But I mean, then you pair that up with like, you know, some of the testimonies of like Commander David Fravor, and even who we had Kevin Day on our show, right? You start pairing like that video up with like some eyewitness testimony, then it starts to paint a pretty like incredible picture of what happened in these events.
Yeah, these people worked. Well, Fravor flew the plane, and Day was a radar operator. Like, these people were part of the events. And then you hear them speak, and you're like, man, they just seem so convinced that they don't know that wasn't us. You know, like when we asked Kevin Day, we're like, okay, well, who is he? He's like, well, I don't know, guys, but it definitely wasn't us. And he was like, during that interview, he almost teared up a couple times talking about it. Like, he was so like emotional about the event. Yeah.
Because people thought he was crazy when he talked about it prior.
It's like, just when you hear those accounts, you're like, man, it's just fucking so cool.
Yeah. And so one of the big, I guess you could say one of the big personalities behind this is probably front and center is you have Luis Elizondo. Like, we just mentioned his name a couple times. And Luis Elizondo, if you don't know.
Unreal name.
Great name.
he was a former Pentagon official, and he went public with reports of the UFOs, and which he had been ahead of that ATIP program. Like, he, like his time with that program in 2008 that had been initiated to pretty much do what it was another Project Blue Book kind of program, you know, identifying these unidentified aerial phenomenon. And so then once he got out of that role, he went public with his information. He teamed up with Tom DeLonge and To the Stars Academy
DeLonge.
And then started bringing out these DeLonge and started coming out with all these, the videos and everything, to try. His whole thing is like trying to push the government to address this as a serious issue, like to take this more serious than they seem to be.
Well, I mean, I think the driving force before this for Tom is he's just really trying very hardly to make up for Angels and Airwaves.
That was Tom's version. Yeah, that's why Tom did it.
100%.
But like, if you look at it from, you know, how it's kind of being pitched, it's like, if these things are a threat and the government doesn't know what they are and they're not taking them seriously and they have technology that far exceeds our own, and the government right now is just going, meh, who cares? Well, it's like, well, no, they're taking it from like an avenue of like, no, this is like a matter of national defense, because if these things, you know, we don't know where they originate from, we don't know who's piloting them, we don't know what's piloting them, and they far exceed our current technologies, like, we need to spend some time to figure out what in fact these are, or at least have some sort of Batman contingency plan in case they, you know, turn hostile.
I like that, Bat contingency plan.
It's not
wrong.
It's fucking perfect.
You need that. What if hostile aliens invading our airspace and we just like, it's fine. Let them fly around.
And so while you kind of have Elizondo from the civilian side, so both like an insider/whistleblower making these allegations against like the government still covering these things up. You know, I saw stuff at my time in the ATIP. You also like have him kind of teamed up with Senator Harry Reid. So Harry Reid is one of the other guys that you'll see a bunch of quotes from in the newspapers. So he was a former senator from Nevada. And so he was on the committee like back when like ATIP was formed. He was like the Senate majority leader at the time. And he got the funding for the program, which was ultimately like $20 million to put towards this program,
right,
for the for ATIP, like specifically for ATIP, you know, investigating these unmanned aerial phenomenon. And that $20 million, the people that he put in charge of it, was our Bob Bigelow.
Bobby Bigelow.
So Bob Bigelow, if you know of him, if you've, you know, he bought the guy who bought Skinwalker Ranch.
Whoa, yeah. Wait a sec. He bought Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that a guy could afford that all from being a male gigolo. Like, that's fucking impressive. That is fucking outrageous.
Hey, save those tips.
He's really good at what he does. What can he say?
Yeah.
You can, like, looking back, you can actually attribute a lot of, like, where we are at with UFOs and all these acronym-based organizations from – Robert Bigelow and Harry Reid. Like they're two big catalysts in this space.
In the modern research of UFOs, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some, I mean, I find it kind of weird that both like, not really. I mean, it doesn't, it seems kind of weird, but Bob Bigelow being a multi-millionaire, you know, hotel chain slash aerospace mogul.
Slash
and
then
Harry Reid, who is a senator. And, you know, Bob Bigelow also was a contributor. He contributed at least $10,000 to Harry Reid's like campaign. And then so his aerospace company gets the contract for $20 million and then produces what exactly?
Well, the whole thing about that, like him partnering with Reid and stuff and with Bigelow Aerospace is they said back in 2017 in that, like when they first announced ATIP and all this going on, they said they were going to build storage facilities in Las Vegas that would house materials recovered from one of these, a craft. They were claiming to have UFO technology, at least the material of them, like some weird plastic alloy stuff. And then we talked about it on another case file in Space News again, that they were partnering with the Department of Defense to figure out what it was. And then we never heard anything more about it. It was just, it disappeared. We never heard anything about it.
It got
The program itself got shut down, right? So when ATIP got eventually shut down because it just really didn't seem like it was producing anything. Like, I don't think they would have shut it down if it was actually getting results. Like, we probably wouldn't have heard about it until.
I don't know if it's shut down, Dan, from like, if you look at like the historical traction of these things, as soon as the public finds out the acronym, they just change the acronym and then just keep going.
But they change the staffing too. So like, yeah. Elizondo was in there, and then like, why did they take him out as head?
Well, he quit in 2017, but he said the program persisted from 2011 when they said it was canceled to 2017. That's what he says. And everyone's like, no, it was disbanded. But he claims to work there to 2017, then he quit. And then now that's why he's going public, because they're like, these guys aren't taking it serious. And that's why he joined up with To the Stars and everything. So yeah, when people find out about it, they go, that's closed down, shut down. And he's like, well, no, it wasn't. And everyone's like, well, maybe.
So like you're saying, so some of the stuff that the Pentagon has come out said is kind of conflicting with Elizondo's story. And Elizondo is actually, he's actually filed a formal complaint with the Inspector General of the DOD
Space Force.
Pentagon or whatever, like the independent investigators
in the Galactic Federation.
Yeah. I wish. That'd be a lot of paperwork, but no, he's saying that he's alleging that they have like someone from inside the Pentagon has been like threatening him or saying that, he has people that are putting his career and his, you know, his family's stability at risk because they're telling him, or he says that he's got evidence that someone communicated with him or gave him communicated the sentiment that if he keeps doing the stuff that he's doing, you know, they're going to basically discredit him.
Wait, that's
tell him he's crazy.
That's his street cred though. That's like every fucking rapper that's gone to jail being like, oh yeah, cell block D, buddy. Like, I've been to jail. I got real fucking street cred. That's his street cred. What I'm talking about is real because they got people trying to shut me down.
Silence him. Yeah.
Trying to neuralize me and shit, son.
And so the Inspector General, like, not only is the UAP task force like doing, like they filed their report, but you also have the Inspector General looking into the actions that the military has taken to address these UFO UAP sightings in the recent years. And so the Inspector General is on that and well at being like, why wasn't this reported? Why wasn't it recorded? Why don't you guys have any serious paperwork about this? So the Pentagon, not the Pentagon, but the Inspector General, because they're independent kind of the Pentagon. I know it sounds like the Pentagon is investigating itself, but it's not. Like,
it's a different review board.
Well, the Inspector Generals are like appointed by, they're not appointed by the Pentagon, I don't think. Like, some of them are, I'm not 100% sure about the, some of them are presidential. Like, they're appointed by the president. And then some of them are appointed by the organizations itself, but it's like the top guy, you know, it's not like the people who would be working on this stuff. It would be, you know, the boss and being like, okay, like I, this guy is a, but they're independent. Like they're not like a part of the organization yeah, itself.
They're like an outside review.
Yeah.
Kind of like so, any, like, you know, the RCMP here get reviewed by the IIO, which is like an outside independent organization that is tasked with reviewing misconduct.
There's always like a counter like industry to make sure everyone stays.
You know, well, it's like an internal review like board or whatever, you know, but I would say that might be something we can also look forward to as well. Besides a report is looking forward or trying to keep, you want to keep your eyes open for the Inspector General report on this. If it ever comes out, like that's something else to be like, be wary of. If that comes out, that might have some fun stuff in it. I don't know. So that could possibly happen. So the report itself, that came out just the last couple of days, you know, in it specifically, they pretty much say that they don't have direct evidence that these UAPs are alien spacecrafts.
Bullshit.
So they say they don't have evidence. Bullshit. But that's saying that's kind of being like we just don't know what it is. Like we can't catch these things. You can't shoot them down. You can't disable them. You can't affect them. You can't communicate with them. So we have no way to collect any type of evidence. You just have your eyeballs on them and that's it. So you can't really say what they are.
So they conclude that they can't say that they're aliens, but they also don't know what they are still. In many of the cases.
So they
100%
could be aliens.
They could be aliens. Can't confirm.
They could also be some type of terrestrial technology from a fucking different country, right? We don't know.
Yeah, they said, yeah.
A different country or breakaway society or something.
Yeah, they said, could be. They said not aliens, but also not United States tech or like their allies tech. So it could be a foreign power.
Like they pretty much said that definitively we can say it's not the military. It's not military tech.
Not ours or our allies or what we know.
Well, yeah, these reports, it's always like you have to parse through the, like, you have to muck through the language about what they're saying and like what they're not saying. That's just the way that these kind of things go.
And just to emphasize here, even though it says that they don't have evidence that they're aliens, they don't have evidence that they're anything. They have no idea. All they know is they don't know what they are. That's
don't
it.
Know?
They could, what they did, like it, what they did is they made it sound better than just going like, we don't know.
Eh. Yeah. So there is the thing that it's like, yes, it could be possibly terrestrial technology. I don't think they ruled out 100% like a DARPA project or something like one of the, you know, all of those kind of technological, like a civilian, you know, a Boeing or a Lockheed Martin Skunk Works or something. Like, I don't think they ruled those out. I think they just definitely said that it's not military tech. It's not US military tech. I don't think they ruled out. They didn't say that's like, oh, it is a, you know, a government science project or something like that, because that wouldn't be part of the military at one point.
So what you're saying here, this like potentially like you got fucking Justin Hammer of Lockheed Martin just fucking shooting his new tech around trying to sell, get military contracts.
I mean,
oh, you got to one-up Stark somehow, man. Yeah. Come on.
Right? And he's just like, he's out flying Iron Man suits around fucking outperforming the jets, right?
You got to shoot your shot.
Yeah, it could be something. Yeah, that's not impossible.
I guess they don't have evidence that it's not.
Yeah, you can't tell me it's not Iron Man, so it might be Iron Man or Iron Patriot. It might be Iron Patriot. Who knows? This is really the report. Is that's all it really says. It's just like which is kind of a bummer. You know, a lot of people were like they're hyping it up.
We haven't got the full report yet. We've just got the whatever's been leaked out from the first reading. We don't have that actually declassified, unredacted full report yet. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we see something more.
Yeah, if somebody gets it and you know, if the unclassified part comes out and more people can take a look at it, that'll be great. That'll be amazing. I don't know if anybody will actually see like the classified one. Maybe some stuff will probably leak out from the classified version even then. Because it's hard to keep those kind of things.
You know, Corbell is going to get a video out of there somehow.
Maybe.
He's going to get a video and he's going to put his big old stamp on it. And it's going to be all over the internet.
Well, it might be him or those New York Times reporters. They've been doing really good. It's Leslie Keene. Leslie Keene is the one who broke the first 2018 story. And then, what's the other one's name? I can't remember.
Barnes and Cooper are the new one.
Yeah, they're great. Like they're independent reporors or whatever. Like they're investigative reporters.
It feels like that's what journalism should be all the time. Like just here's the facts. That's what we know. It doesn't seem like there's no bias in it. Like it just seems like this is what we know. This is what's come out. Here's the news.
Yeah, they've been really good about like, I remember reading a couple of their articles. Like they do good, like updating some articles. Like we weren't really clear about this. Like, you know, I think some of the Harry Reid stuff and some of the quotes that they put, they're like, these were kind of quoted a little bit more, were a little bit ambiguous. Like this is what we meant or whatever. So they're really good like that. Those New York Times reporters are working real hard on this. Like they're doing work.
someone's doing it.
So it's just like, yeah, it's one of those things. It doesn't seem to be the big disclosure that everybody was looking for. This isn't the ha-ha moment yet.
Not quite. But it could be. We don't know yet.
I mean, it's getting there kind of. Like this has got to be somewhat validating for certain groups of people. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
You'd think, like you said, the interview that you guys did with, was it Day?
Kevin Day.
The guy was almost in tears, right? Like his story is fucking validated. People are admitting now that they have fucking witnessed and stuff on camera that they have absolutely no idea what it was. So their experience definitely could have been UAP or whatever, right? Like that's fucking huge.
And to Andrew's point, like that's another pro I see out of this is, you know, they didn't just go swamp gas weather balloons. They've basically said like, no, it's not those things. We don't know. Like we can say it's not weather balloons. It's not swamp gas. We don't know what we don't know what it is. It's
fucking, you got Hillary Porter evidence. Just being like, I fucking told us so. Who's laughing now?
Yeah. I mean, it's just
check
like
these skid marks.
It's just like, kind of like back in Blue Book. What was there? Like there was hundreds of the thousands, like 95% were explained. We had those 5%. Like we don't know what these are.
Yeah, it's just another Project Blue Book. It's another ATIP. Like they do these ones every couple. I think it's like every 20 years they do these or something. Like every 10 years there's something that comes out and they're like, go investigate this. And then they realize like, well, we can't really tell you what some of these things are because we don't have the data. We don't have the information, enough information to make a conclusion, like a solid conclusion, and tell you what these things are, which is difficult. Like that's not easy to take. Like, you know, if somebody shows you a blurry photo, you can be like, well, that could be a reptilian star cruiser from Rigel 7, or it could be somebody tossing a hubcap up in the air, like somebody catapulted a hubcap, you know, like,
captured the perfect frame.
Yeah. Like, now, who knows?
It's basically been stated I don't know, is the Washington Post that the report that comes out at the end of June here is going to offer no firm conclusions about what the objects might be. But, you know, like, so we basically know the report isn't going to say, like, this is it. They're just going to show, you know, if there is some more footage or evidence. Or what it is. What I think the best that we can hope for is that there's footage or there's evidence where we look at it and you pair it with some of the stories we've seen, and that, you know, people have come forward as eyewitness accounts, and you look at it and you go, well, what the fuck is that? I think that's the best case scenario right now, is that they come and they're like, this is real video. We don't know what it is. And all of us get a chance to look at it and go, you draw our own conclusion and be like, well, what the fuck could that possibly be? You know, doing hypersonic speeds and not obeying the laws of physics.
Gravity propelled.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and if they do find out that it was, say it's not aliens, and they find out that Russia has this hypersonic new tech that they're, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of the US and their allies, you're not going to hear that either. They're just going to hide that because that's, you know, there's no way they're gonna be like, Russia has hypersonic aerial drones that can go from 0 to 80,000 feet in 4 seconds.
Is it that crazy though? Like, look back at Operation Osoviakine, right? Maybe that's the fucking tech. Maybe those are the scientists that they were rounding up. Maybe that's the technology they got.
Yeah.
Right. We were focused on V2 rockets.
There is some really impressive stuff that we know about. Like, there are impressive, like, hyper, like, supersonic drones out there. Like, there are some that we know of that they were building like a decade ago that we know about, like, from, but like Lockheed Martin, I think, what is it? One of them was like the Pegasus 37 or like X-37, yeah, or something like that. I was talking about, like,
that's even those
X-37B or whatever.
Is it the, yeah, X-37B?
That's the one that flew for like over a year in space. Or
no,
whatever?
No, not that one. I can't remember what it's called. It's like the X-35.
We've had the same conversation before, and I've also
I know.
Deja vu. We got to figure it out.
X-37 was the spaceship, and you had the one that was...
You could have drones that do some of this stuff. Like, there are some people like, it's not that
out. What's the propulsion, though?
If they're unmanned, because
where's the exhaust?
I will say to your point, Dan, I do believe some of the footage we've seen, potentially there could be drones that can move like that, but there's also some that can't. And some of the ones that I'm like, there's not a drone on this fucking planet that can go from air to water seamlessly without exploding.
Like, what makes sense to me, though, is it's funny that you say that. Is it like, does it have to be like from this planet? Could these be alien drones? Because like, look what we're doing on fucking Mars, for fuck's sake. We're already doing that on other planets. Is it super hard to believe that could be happening on Earth?
I just think from a terrestrial, like an Earth brain, monkey brain standpoint, we go, there's got to be someone in it because I would be in it driving. And we just kind of tend to like take that out of like, well, you know, many times we've talked about it on the show that like biologic material traveling through space
doesn't work.
If you're not folding space time and like just punching holes, biological material is not made for long space travel. It's just not. Right. So unless you've kind of figured out that, the other thing is like your craft would then have to have something that doesn't affect G forces. Cause if you're going up and down that fast, if there's biological material in there, it's just mashed potatoes inside, just slopping up and down or, against the...
It does...
Sorry, Andrew. I was going to say, or we talked about with Kevin, or not with Kevin Dave, Mike Masters, that the craft are actually the time machine. So what you see as going 0 to 80,000 feet in a second, for them, it's like a normal acceleration. But because their time machine is
it's like dilating time.
It's affecting your time. Like, you're seeing it differently than they're experiencing it. The theories go wild, but either way, it's the end of the report is it's, they don't know what it is. They're not saying it's aliens, but they're not saying it's not aliens, but they're also not saying it's Russia or anything. Go ahead.
We have the technology to pilot unmanned crafts on other planets. I just don't think it's that hard to fathom another fucking species would have the ability to do that.
So they,
no, yeah, not at all.
They would send them across like space and time or whatever.
Or through time, yeah.
Which would explain that they have a little bit more advanced technologies than we do, so it's moving ways that we can't fucking explain.
And then they would, if it's a drone from an ET civilization, it comes here, it takes all the data and transmits it back through at the speed of light, and in 20 or 30 or 100 years, depending on how far they're away, they get it. And then they have them all over the galaxy just getting information. I like that. My beer is empty. Let's take a quick break. We got some videos and we got a bunch more theories to go through. We'll be right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So if you're lucky enough to be watching the live stream, we're going to pull up some of the videos. So some of these videos, like the first three, are the ones that were released back in like 2017 by To The Stars Academy. These are the gimbal, the go fast, and the FLIR. I'm not sure what order.
I think it's
Braden was kind enough to put them into a nice little, like,
we got a little video montage. Video montage done by your boy Braden here. But yeah, these are the
ones. Are we allowed to post these to our socials after the fact? Because yep. We should, so people can refer to them when they listen.
You know what? As we're watching them, they will be on. No, I'll post them Friday.
Post them on release day.
That's a good idea.
We'll put them up on release day. So if you're listening to this and you want to head to the socials, primarily Instagram is our. It's our main go-to now, so
I'll pair it. Yeah, I'll pair it with
suck at Facebook.
Well, Facebook just makes you pay to reach your own people.
Well,
so
Facebook sucks. Like, we suck at Facebook. Yeah, but we suck at it too. Sucks.
We suck. We make stuff and it gets like 6 likes. And
that's what I mean. You have to, on Facebook, you have to pay to get people who follow you to see your stuff, and we don't do that. So
yeah, we're playing that game.
Fuck that.
Anyway, so we got 3 videos. So if you've never seen the videos, you can find just. On To The Stars Academy or Jeremy Corbell, you can find all these videos. They're out there.
Or
public
domain. Soon to be on our socials.
Or on socials. So first one is the Go Fast. This was not the Tic Tac, right? This is not David Fravor, this one.
No.
No. I think is this Stevens? I think Stevens isn't. Maybe this is Stevens.
So they just capture...
Yeah, they had this object going along below them. Like, they managed to catch it, like, on their infrared as it was going down below them. So that's, like, it's water that it's passing over. And then the jet is, like, flying along, tracking it with the camera itself.
Yeah, and then this is,
and the, then this is the gimbal, yeah.
And this one's interesting, too, because you can see they're banking. And at some point, this craft starts to rotate against the bank, which I always find super impressive.
It doesn't, this one does not make, the other one's like, okay, it's flying in a straight line. Like, you can track it. This one, like, it's going and then it just does a
like
weird,
right here, it's banking to the left and then it rotates a little to the left and then it just totally rotates.
It just flips around. And it looks like a top.
Yeah.
And then this is the FLIR. I think this is the Fravor one. This is the one that they said is the size of a jetliner. And it moved.
Or like, well, a private jet, like a private, technically, well, I looked it up and it's like when they were talking about like a commercial jetliner can be anything.
Any size,
like a
yeah.
civilian jet aircraft. So it could be like a Learjet. It doesn't have to be like a jumbo jet, you know?
Is this the blimp?
The blimp?
Yeah, they was described as a blimp.
Yeah, yeah, like I
in
think
the
so.
Tic Tac or whatever.
Yeah, like a Tic Tac or a blimp shape. Yeah, like a circle shape,
like an that. Ovoid shape.
I remember I was just reading about this one. It's interesting because isn't that what they reported seeing in the fucking Battle of L.A.?
Was okay, I'm going to pause that for a second. It was in the Battle of L.A. It was
very
a blimp
like yeah
blimp
yeah.
balloon,
which is interesting because that looks sort of blimp like to me too.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, and this one David Fravor's like, this is the one he's on Rogan and everything. He's told a story. Like, everyone knows about this encounter. And it was like a giant aircraft. This is the one that went from like 0 to 80,000 feet. And Kevin Day was on the radar dish on this one. And like, it's pretty nuts. Yeah. And then the next one here. So end of the Tic Tac. It's an IR. So it looks like a big blob. And then.
It looks like a big blob.
Oh, is this still the Tic Tac from a different angle?
Yeah, it's still the same video.
Same video.
Hey, what do you mean Tic Tac? That's a fucking TIE fighter, man. Oh, okay, never mind.
That's just the targeting machine.
Unequivocal proof. TIE fighters. It did look like a TIE fighter right there. It's pretty good. This is a longer video, obviously a lot more footage of whatever this object is. Again, to note, like, this has come out. Oh, and now we're onto the USS.
This is
Omaha.
the newest video. Yeah.
Holy fuck!
And this one is the one
that looks like it's evading the tracking. Like, that's fucking. Crazy.
It looks crazy, and this is the one that is a trans medium. They call it. So it looks. The video looks like it enters the water at one point. It's hard to tell because it's IR again. So it either goes over the horizon really quickly or it enters the water.
It literally moves like you're fucking using a laser pointer to fuck with your cat. Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like you can't quite hold it steady. It's like, whoa. No,
that's crazy.
And then right here, like, it just slowly enters the water, or it appears to enter the water, let's say, because it's hard to really tell. But that's, if we're not playing the audio for it, but if you listen to the audio, it says, like, they pretty much say, like, it submerges, like, it goes under. Like,
I mean, they couldn't see it because the
that's what, and then boom, it's gone.
Well, it's at night. Like, that footage was taken at night.
Was that the pyramid-shaped one, Braden, there at the end?
No, the pyramid was
the orange. It was the big orange pylon-looking fucking pyramid.
Are you talking about the VLC player pylon?
Oh,
is that what that was? Oh, okay.
But no, there was a triangle
one
as well.
That Omaha one is always kind of like it was at night, so like they say, oh, it splashed down, but I'm like, but you couldn't see it. Like they wouldn't have been able to see it with the naked eye.
And
like,
here's the thing, though. If let's just do a big if here. If that thing isn't going under the water and it's just going under the horizon, the size it must be to be picked up that big then.
Well,
from
yeah,
that distance.
The blob, like the IR blob, looks big, but I don't really know how those type of cameras work. If you had a small object.
It picks up heat, though. It's not exactly like, it's not just the image, like it's not the shape of the craft. It's like picking up the heat from the
heat signature
from the object.
But the water didn't look like it was displaced at all when it was submerged.
But that's what I mean. It's hard to, you can't really see it enter the water. On the video.
Like into the water.
It looks like no it could splash or anything, right?
Either it went into the water like directly on the horizon or it went over the horizon.
Oh, okay. That makes
it's tough. But they do say in the video, like the people filming say, oh, it splashed down, like it went in the water. And so it's a, weird. They call it a trans medium. It went from air to water.
See if they could see it.
If they
couldn't
see it.
But, and that's not the first, like, this isn't the first video that of, like, this is one of the first ones that are, like, leaked from, like, these Navy footage in this part of this report. But it's like, we've seen videos. What was the one with it was at the Japanese airport that tracked the thing? And it seemed to be skipping under and over, like, coming in and out of the water.
Oh, that's right.
Seamlessly, right? So it's like, this isn't the first case of, like, a trans-medium object that we've seen. This is the first confirmed, we don't know what the fuck this is, footage of a transmedium object, because I don't think any official agencies come out with the other ones we've seen to say that, like, these are official videos. We don't know what they are.
I mean, the videos are cool. Like, the fact that those are just like, yeah, we don't know what they are, and they still have lingered this long, and no one's been like, yeah, that's for sure a rogue weather balloon, and we can prove it. Here it is. It's just like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's that. I mean, that is an exciting bit about this, is that the military is actually coming out and be like, these are real videos. We've acknowledged them. These are real videos. We don't know what they are, which is also worrisome, because you're like, well, these things are coming into our airspace and you guys don't know what they are. You guys aren't. Like, dude, what are you guys doing about it?
Fravor said that the Tic Tac jammed radar. He said that's what he claims as a pilot. He said it jammed his radar. And when he was on Rogan doing the interview, he's like, and that's technically kind of like an act of, you know, that's an aggressive act to jam radar.
Well, that's something that they could possibly do, because that is technology that has existed for a long time, like spoofing radar, like being able to spoof radar. That's one explanation that you could have for some of these weird radar signatures that you have that people pick up, like, oh, it was in one spot, then it was the other, but it actually wasn't that. Like, it was actually like, it could be some, I would be worried if it were some type of drone that can spoof the radar, because you can send out like fake radar signatures.
But it's IR, you know? Though. That's what I mean. It's not, this one's not radar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Day's report,
right?
You know, like if you were just seeing it on a radar and you were just seeing that, like, that could be a thing. Like, and if Fraber's saying it's jamming his radar, that could also be a thing. Like, it's,
but he's seen
it's jamming
the craft.
Your radar. It knows that you have radar, right? So, but also if I were like an extraterrestrial civilization, like, why would I give a shit? Like, why would
well,
I?
That's what I mean. Like, if they were hostile, they would have fucking made hostile acts by now. They would have taken some sort of action. Like, why come all the way here and not fucking do something?
Maybe the Armada's on the way.
Ugh, don't say that. That's scary.
So Yeah. So even if that's the thing, it's the thing is like, okay, there's a theory goes around. It's like, oh, they're collecting information. They want to know about our, you know, our technology and our, it would make sense that they're going under military planes. The FA-18 Super Hornet that Fravor was flying, those aircraft, they've been in the service since the 80s.
Long time.
They've been around since the 70s. You know, why would they care about, like, technically they're obsolete. They're supposed to, most of them are, they were supposed to be replaced like a decade ago. You know,
I'm surprised Canada so hasn't, like, bought them as their replacement planes.
Right? And these things have been like, it's been a big, that's actually a big problem. Like if you care to look it up, but like the whole, like the obsolete, like air fleet that we have, most of the planes have been in service way longer than they were planned to be in service for. And so you have a lot of problems with that. So that's kind of one of the things they also say that might be a problem among these aircraft is like their electrical systems are breaking down. They're having all these weird problems and it's affecting other electrical equipment, electronics on there because the planes are fucking old.
But they still fly and they land. It's not like they're like falling out of the sky or anything.
Right. But they're electrical, like, but they're taking a lot more wear and tear than they were ever supposed to, they were ever meant to. Like these things were only planned to be in service for like 20 years. And now they've been there for how long?
40.
Like they were planned to have been replaced like in 2000 and they've been in there since like, you know, a decade later. These are high performance aircraft. And so, but anyways, that's the thing that I'm like, why would aliens care about like buzzing our aircraft that are 40 years old?
Buzzing the towers, letting us know what's up.
They're just gathering intel. What can these planes do?
Well, you know, it's, like when we talked with Kevin Day, Kevin Day did paint a picture that, you know, they moved with purpose. It wasn't completely erratic. Like they were moving intelligently, especially when they were like, when Commander Fravor was going to try, when they were trying to track them and like intercept them. Kevin Day really painted a picture of like, these things were moving with purpose. Like it wasn't erratic. It wasn't like there was some anomaly. Like it was intelligently traveling. So it kind of makes me wonder if these things are just, you know, it is a scary thought to think of, you know, and this is why maybe the US government is going to take this a little more seriously now, that if they're coming down and they're tracking, you know, the military operations, what are they gathering intel for?
Right.
That's what scares me. It's like these things aren't buzzing around fucking, you know, the forests or checking out volcanoes or checking out the sites. Like they're buzzing military operations.
Well, they could be checking out all that stuff. We don't get it on. We're not scanning the sky and infrared and other spectrums of like video.
And then like, and like Dan, like you said, like if they're researchers and stuff, why? But why not? Like if they're like, oh, what do they have? Can they track us on radar? Yeah. Can they tell when we're fooling? Yeah. Like maybe they're just seeing what our capabilities are and they're testing. Like if their technology is way out of our realm, who's to say that they don't have some sort of like tracking technology that's just like monitoring like all of our electronics from their ship. You know what I mean? Like they're just like, oh yeah, we can see what they're doing. They've got all, they're running signals through wires. We can pick it up wirelessly.
A bunch of heathens.
Like everything they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of reason to be like, okay, why not? Sure. Like maybe they're interested in that stuff, but it's also like, okay, it always comes back to like, if you have the ability to detect life forms in a place, like if you're able to go, like you say you, for a reasoning for this, okay, there's different, there could possibly be a couple different scenarios as to how like the probes get here. First off, how do they know we're here? You could either say that, you know, oh, they heard our radio signals. Like
we've been sending like only, golden like, girls.
Like some of our radio signals have reached, but only like the closest stars at this point. You know, radio's only been around for, you know, how long? You know, even then, 100. Some of the radio signals might have degraded, like due to, you know, just due to background space noise, which can happen to make it out there and be like, oh, there are other life forms, intelligent life forms out there. So it could be like they somehow found us. If it's that way, then it's like, okay, then they're living in a closer star system. If it's some other way that they somehow found us, if you have the technology to detect life forms across interstellar space, like why would you have to physically go there and then buzz around on planes? Like you could easily just sit back like somewhere out of there. You could sit back on the moon and be pretty much like you could get all your information.
Yeah, but maybe it's for fun. Maybe they're doing this out of enjoyment.
Just straight science.
So then that would be like that. Then you would have to be like, okay, so now they have some type of like, that's their perception of fun is
why not
doing that?
Why not? Explore, check shit out, see it for your own eyes.
We're the lovers lane of the galaxy. These are all fucking horny teenagers.
Horny right? teenagers.
Flying in, fucking around with their Earth cops.
Fucking Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
Go make out.
It's tough for me because like, I think, you know, we're leaning heavy into aliens. But like, is it a possibility that the Russians, like, I was really trying to rack my head of like, who, if there was someone else who has technology that would rival the United States and surpass them, like, I was like, okay, well, realistically, China. It's going to be China or Russia. That would be the only two countries really motivated to have some Canadians, sort of superiority.
What about Canada, man?
We're busy.
Are you leaving us out?
We're busy.
We're busy.
We can't even open up our economy again. We're nowhere. Our one, we're getting space planes
our one
built.
Sub at West Edmonton Mall went down. That's got to get repaired first. But so I was thinking, I'm like, what's it's either got to be China or Russia. But then, you know, you think stuff would have leaked by now. But I was like, what a better craft. Like, what better concealment for a craft than to make it look like a UFO, right? Because right away, if you have some sort of high tech saucer that can, you know, drone that can withstand these G's and stuff, and go, if anyone sees this thing, they're gonna go, I just saw a fucking UFO. You're never gonna say, hey, I saw some weird plane, right? Like right away, it's gonna be aliens, and then immediately, if you try to tell that story, it's getting discredited instantly. By nature. So it like to me when I was looking at it and I'm thinking about it trying from outside of my 100% wanting it to be aliens, I'm going, it would be a really good cover for some sort of spy planes or spy drones to make them like this. Because then like even when pilots get on, they're like, it was a it was a fucking orb.
And I mean, like, that would kind of make sense as to like with all those fucking sightings of them around military bases and fucking weapons like Air Force bases, all that type of shit, right?
Yeah, trying to snoop, like, get some information out.
Well, which then leads me to think that it's got to be, it would, if it is in fact terrestrial, this technology, that it would most likely be the Russians, because these things have been buzzing nuclear silos and stuff for a long time, which, you know, back in that time of the Cold War, it would have been Russia doing this, right? They would have been the ones interesting. I don't think China would have had that technology. They weren't a superpower back then like they are now.
Yeah, not back then, no.
But then the other thing, and I don't have a lot of insight into this, but it's like, are UFOs and flying saucers, are they as big of a phenomenon, you know, in Eastern culture as they are in Western culture?
I don't know.
Are they treated the same, or is it more of a Western fascination, which is then would lead me to believe of like, well, then this is would be a perfect cover for some sort of like spy planes, because it's playing into our like pop culture, like our love for these things, the love for unknown, that it makes it such a good cover.
I like that. It's like the enemy, let's say, whoever the enemy may be, is just using our own pop culture to infiltrate. Spy on us?
Well, like anyone says, anyone that comes forward, I think I saw a UFO, and you're like, no, you didn't. But it's like, if you're like, I saw a fucking, there's a spy plane flying up ahead, obviously that's going to be taken more seriously, but people aren't saying that. They're saying, I saw a glowing orb.
Right.
It was bouncing around the sky. I don't know what the fuck that was. Right? All of a sudden, it's like, hey, man, like, you're crazy. Right? Well, it's got such a negative connotation to come forward with these stories already.
Right. Well, for me, it's like the lack of like a jet propulsion. That's what a lot of the pilots say. They're like, it didn't seem to have like an exhaust, like whatever's moving this thing wasn't something that they understood. It was like, it was moving in erratic ways, accelerating way too fast, no propulsion, no like wings, like something that should, like, you can't just fly in a tube. with like a jet. You need some, at least small, depending on how fast you're going, you need lift of wings. So like, the faster you can go, the smaller wings you can get away with. But it never seems like these things have wings or like a jet or a prop or something that we would build. So yeah, it could very well be like an advanced, because for how many years no one knew about this, like the Blackbird, right? Like that was like the spy plane. It flew so fast and so high. No, and for like what, like 30 or 40 years, like, nope, doesn't exist. And then like, yeah, that did exist for a long fucking time.
Well, and to your point that when we see the pyramid UFOs and footage of the pyramid UFOs, and then you pair that up against that one plane we were looking at the one time that looks like a perfect triangle from the bottom, I would then lean that when people are seeing these pyramid things soaring, it's these planes. It's these spy planes.
Delta-shaped triangle craft, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's not the first time those have been reported, though, because remember the Terry Lovelace case? That's what he reported, was the triangle pyramid-shaped crafts as well.
Yeah, when was that, though? How long ago was Lovelace?
I have to fucking Google that.
Ooh, that just can't.
That's where we need a Jamie.
Yeah, we need a Jamie to keep track of all the stuff we've presented on. Anyways, it was a while. It had to have been many years ago. Most cases, by the time they come out and they make the mainstream, they're usually pretty old. But what other theories? Like, there's, so it could be logically it could be just a spy plane or spy craft from another country.
1973.
So yeah, 50, almost 50 years ago. But then, so if it's a close civilization ET, let's say, like, I mean, because we live in this solar system, there's intelligent life here. We know that there's a Goldilocks zone for what we would call intelligent life, like how we describe
for the life that would,
that we know.
That we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like they know there's countless solar systems with planets in the Goldilocks zone. So in the very, very real possibility that every solar system has, maybe not intelligent, but some form of life, like what are the chances that something without just in like, 5 or 10 light years, the next system over has developed, they're a million years ahead. And they, if they're not coming here, like with their meat suits, let's say they're sending drones.
That doesn't even have to be a million years ahead.
But yeah, like I'm just saying,
just sending unmanned craft.
I'm just saying they're so far advanced technology wise that it would be magic, right? It'd be like giving Leonardo da Vinci, what's the thing? Give him an iPhone. He had no idea what it is. It's just magic to him.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Future technology is
magic.
Differential from magic or something. Yeah. That's the quote.
Yeah. You give a guy from like 200 years ago, you give him an iPhone, say you brought them here.
You're getting burned at the stake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're fucking toast, man. You can take a picture and send it to me. Dead.
Which?
Dan, what do you got something on your mind? I can see your eyes shifting left and right.
Another possible scenario is that perhaps these things have always been here. You know, there's that little War of the Worlds thing that these things have, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps these civilizations launched these probes out hundreds of thousands of years ago. And then they put these things out here to kind of, you know, observe certain star systems and whatever, you know, so it's trying to, I always find it really difficult to kind of reason out like what some of this stuff is when it's like most of our reasons for aliens are doing things are like why we would do something, why humans would do something. Trying to reason out what a completely extraterrestrial species that developed under wholly different circumstances than we did is a little bit, you know, putting yourself in the shoes of another alien species that doesn't have the same experience, some, you know, different types of cultural values and whatever, a little bit difficult. But, you know, if you try to reason through it through the human lens, you know, then it's like they put these things out here to find other, you know, perhaps they're like, okay, there is, like we have observed, we said, okay, there are these planets that are in these certain zones. Let's just shoot out a bunch of drones and let's see what shows up. But it's still like, how do you get these drones here? How do you control them? Are they'd have to be controlled somehow. So having some sort of communication, because we have trouble, there's still a delay between us communicating, like with our, you know, the Marslanders and stuff.
full AI.
How did they overcome that?
I think it's full. If that was the case, I think it would be full artificial intelligence. Like, they're not actually controlling the drones. The drones are almost, like, if they're not sentient, they have such good AI that they're just taking, they just know what they're doing.
But they would still have to transmit their data somehow, right? Maybe, like, they would still have to, unless it's
maybe
like,
they fly back.
It's one of those things. Like we talked about in our X Plus, that one thing we talked about that in the X Plus one, where it's like, oh, it collects the data. Then they come pick up, they physically come pick up the data.
Maybe.
You know, or they have to be transmitting it somehow.
Now, to your point, Dan, I like that maybe they're always been here, but I'm going to take it in kind of a different direction. What if it's remnants from a lost civilization like Freddie talks about, Freddie Silva, where it's like, maybe this is from a time when we were advanced, you know, and we know these things, some of them at least are transmedium. So maybe they're, you know, in the darkness of the ocean, in the depths, right? Cruising around there, and they pop up every now and then to do some readings or something. But maybe they are just complete AI, and the creators, the Anunnaki or whoever, are long gone, and the technology is lost. And we just happen to see the few of these things that are left that are maybe transmitting data back to, you know, wherever they went.
Well, dude, I like the Freddie Silva bring in, because he did talk about, because when we asked him, like, okay, the Watchers, if they've always been here, where are they now? Did they disappear?
How are they watching?
He's like, well, either they're gone or they're still here. And like, they are the, he didn't say it to us, but he pretty much said, like, maybe they're the aliens. Because Freddie Silva's not like an alien guy. He doesn't say like, right, it's the aliens coming here and they're helping us build. He's like, no, it's us or a different version of hominid that was more developed first before us, the current humans. And they either through Ice Age or Cataclysm had retreated underwater or under wherever.
Yeah. I would say to Freddie's point, you know, he talks about like, you know, potentially it, through his theory, these Watchers have, you know, at some points they have interfered. Well, they have
direct, Dan, what? Through his theory, that's Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, pal.
The Watchers.
They're the ones that came up with the fucking Watchers. So come on. Credit where
credit's due. They're shining ones is what he calls them. So
they're interchangeable. Yes, shining ones. Yeah.
So the shining ones, through his theory, he's talking about how there have been points in our history, perhaps, where they have directly interfered with the development of our species, where they have potentially removed and replaced, you know, certain cultural leaders and things like that, kings, queens, and such. You know, he didn't get into specifics, but I'm sure it's in his book somewhere, talking about how they somehow directed.
Is that why Joe Biden's earlobes are different now?
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Could be. Why not?
Huh? Got a face tuck,
I've seen
man.
Those Facebook videos. He had not connected lobes. Now they're connected. What's up with that?
You had to get rid of those wrinkles somehow, man. You got to tuck that face up.
And so, like, I would also say, I'd say, like, okay, maybe that's a thing. But the Watchers, it's like, they don't need probes to really, like, the probes wouldn't tell them about the sociocultural facets.
Yeah, but Dan, you don't understand. You're thinking of probe like how we have probes, but like, you know, maybe this thing picks up everything. Maybe this technology is so advanced that it's like a planteer from Lord of the Rings, where it's like an all-seeing eye, right? It can see everything. It picks up.
Okay,
right?
But then why don't they just have a Palantir then?
Maybe they
why
do.
Why do they need physical probes to go around? Why don't they just have a Palantir to do it?
Well, the probes got to get the ball
somewhere.
Now
you're thinking about probes how we think about probes, Brayden. Yeah. How come they just don't have magic where they just have a giant screen where they watch everything?
How come the probes aren't fucking magic, okay,
how come
bitch?
They just don't have magic. I could say that too. I'd be like, why don't they just have magic?
Dan Smash.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like they, but the, even if these pro, like these physical probes, like why they have that, we can't reason it out because we don't know. Perhaps these things are so beyond our thinking that they're completely different. They're a completely different reasoning behind some of these things, which would kind of suck, but whatever. You know, it just really confuses me as to why, like, why would you care about buzzing these ships and these planes that are like 20 years old? Like, it seems like a massive waste of energy, like to do that kind of stuff.
I concur.
Waste of energy.
It seems strange.
But you're thinking like a human.
Yeah, again. Yeah, I'm thinking like a human.
So,
But then that would make more sense that these things were built by humans, that they're doing things that are considered that was what a human would be doing.
They very well could be. Very well.
With this report coming out in June, how does this look for full disclosure? Like, is this the start? Is this the start of a slow disclosure? What do you guys think it like any kind of further disclosure? This is the, this last, Andrew, you're shaking your head, but this last year and a half has been more disclosure to the UFO phenomenon than ever before.
At least acceptance, more acceptance than ever before.
I think personally, I think they're going to treat us like the feds. They're going to keep us in the dark and feed us shit. There you go. Simple as that. They're going to give us these fucking redacted after redacted after redacted fucking pages. And they're just going to give us little tiny bits. Be like, well, it could be, but we can't. It could be or it's not. We don't know. And that's as far as it's going to get. Just like with the Project Blue Book shit. Like, they're giving us a little bit to fucking make us happy. And that's going to be it.
And then people, you know, a lot of people always say in the comments and stuff and will message us and they're like, well, why doesn't the government just tell us? Right. They know, obviously
they
know.
They don't
fucking know. Mass hysteria.
I'm like, the thing is, I'm like, yes, if we look at all these stories about, you know, like Dolce Base and stuff like that, but like, you know, there's a very good chance that if all this is true and this is, it's really happening, that like the majority of the government officials don't have a fucking clue.
No idea, probably.
Right? No idea what's out there and what's happening. So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, they, you know, maybe they would if they could, but they don't know shit. They have no idea. They know just as much as you and I.
They're elected.
Right? And
they know more than me.
You know, it's like coming to me and like, Brayden, tell me there's aliens 100%. I'm like, well, like, I don't know. I've never seen one, but I'd like to believe, like, I have no fucking evidence, right? I've seen videos. I've seen weird shit. I have, you know, through talking to other people of, you know, my personal beliefs, but that's what they are, right?
We've heard countless tales of, you know, people seeing or experiencing stuff, but it's all anecdotal. It's no hard, there's no hard evidence.
There's no hard reproducible evidence. There's nothing that you can be like 100%. I have this. There's something that you can touch, feel, see, reproduce, or analyze.
Well, the best evidence we have really is these acknowledged videos of like, these are unidentified craft. We don't know what they are. And that's the best we have. That's all. That's
like acknowledged by a federal, you know, like a government, you know, part of the organization, like a federal organization. They're like, is acknowledged by the United States Navy that like, these are real videos of things that we don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. And I'll start getting excited that we're getting really close to disclosure when you have like, you know, organizations like the Catholic Church and other religious groups starting to make a transition to how are they going to fit aliens into this story that they've come up with. Because when that starts to happen, then you know, like, okay, well, maybe we're on to something, because these organizations
have been doing that, though.
Dude, it's easy. God's not from this
world. Jesus is an alien.
He's not from this world. Therefore, he's a fucking alien. That's all you'd have to say.
The Vatican has its own observatory. It has its own astronomers. Like they have taught, like this has been discussed at length in the last couple decades.
Dan, they have the chronovisor.
Yeah, and they have the chronovisor. They have the Palantir.
Yeah. But when
the Vatican archives as well.
When we start getting like more official stuff.
Also
from
a ton
them,
of porn.
Ton of porn.
Because I do think that, you know, full disclosure are gonna, it will potentially hurt religious organizations, and they wield a tremendous amount of power.
Listen, but think about that. What hasn't hurt them already? Like, they've got their fucking boy touchers, little diddlers. They got fucking mass graves and Kamloops. Like,
if that
hasn't fucking made them disband yet, they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, fundamentally, it wouldn't change the belief system. Like the actions of that, I consider that like that is something different. Like the actions of the church and whatever, than those the things that they've done, the reprehensible things that they have done, those are something different. But the fundamental belief systems of these religions like would not change.
They give them credence.
Like you could easily slide it in. And I've seen discussions, I've read articles about, you know, you've had Jesuit priests like discussing this, and they'd be like, there's nothing in the hardcore, like when you get down to it, in the Bible that discounts like the existence of extraterrestrials. Like there's plenty of room, and priests have talked about it. There's at least one, I can't remember his name right now, but like back in the 1300s, they had priests talking about there are, you know, where they were like, there are perhaps other worlds out there like ours.
Right.
And even if these aliens exist, long as they believe in a higher power, a God, then they're still part of the religion. They could still fit them in within their cosmology, their belief system. Like they would still go in there, or perhaps, you know, they would reason out to be like, perhaps they have some type of figure, some sort of Christ-like figure in their culture. And that would still thing.
Dude.
And what I think back to is when the Catholic Church and the Catholics came over to the New World and they met the natives of these places, it didn't destroy the religion.
Nope. Did not. It made it stronger, so like, actually.
So if that didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Like when you thought you were the only people who existed, and then you were like, holy shit, there's people over here that they just brought them in. They reasoned out like, hey, some of them were like, these are the lost tribes of Israel. Like that disappeared.
Dude,
there was some of that and whatever.
If the aliens, if aliens were like proven that we were not the only species on Earth, there was other ones out there. I guarantee I'm getting more knocks on my door because now they have proof that there is a God and he's an alien and they know he's out there.
Have you heard the good news?
Are you like have new religions? You have a higher probability of new religions popping
Think
up.
About all the alien Jesus merch they could fucking sell.
Dude, it's a gold mine. Outrageous. The show changes at that point from alien theorists theorizing to I don't know what, but we would get on.
Alien Jesus Lovers Anonymous.
We would get
Jesus,
on.
Jesus, the alien being.
We'd get on board the train.
Fuck yeah. Praise be to alien baby Jesus.
We've been running this one for quite a while. Let's go around the horn. Who wants to start? UFO report. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the craft? Final thoughts.
Oh, I thought we were doing final thoughts on Disclosure, but both.
Sure, Disclosure.
Both together. I think my final thoughts on the report as in, I mean, it doesn't really tell us anything. And I'm hopeful that more will come out. At least more videos or like maybe even better videos. You know what I mean? Not IR, like an actual like visible spectrum video that you can see something. I'm hopeful for. As far as Disclosure, I think when we're all old and we're still doing Alien Theorist Theorizing episode 4,500, we're like 84 years old.
Elderly theorist just theorizing.
Because if disclosure is going to come, it's not going to be one day they're like, there's aliens. It's going to be go so far that eventually no one will be able to deny the fact that there's aliens. It won't be like governments be like, yeah, there's aliens. Eventually there'll be so much evidence. There has to be like, yeah, there's aliens. There's not going to be like a guy tell you on this. It's not going to be, you know, Biden or any world leader is going to be like, listen, everyone, there's aliens. We know this now. And you're like, well, how do you know? And like, well, there's a couple of videos that show us this. No, it's eventually going to be like, no, there's actually these ET beings and we know where they come from and here they are. And it's just going to take forever. That's what I think.
So you hear that first on octogenarian theorist theorizing, right? It's coming out for us.
OTT.
Yeah. Hell yeah, baby.
I'll agree. I think it's just going to get to the point where they'll just never have to say anything. It's just going to be so commonly accepted that, you know, you're going to start seeing elected officials who, you know, are believers in that. And then we're slowly seeing a culture shift where it's like these things are becoming more accepted. And we're getting to a point where I don't think it'll ever be groundbreaking news when it happens. I don't think it will. I think it'll be very similar to when the New York Times released that article last year during the pandemic and everyone talked about it for an hour and then went like, what else is on Netflix? Like
Tiger King.
I think we're just going to get to a point where they're not going to have to say anything because it's so widely accepted.
I pretty much summed mine up already. I think they're going to treat us like mushrooms.
Let's pick us up.
If you do shit and keep us in the dark, man. I think we're going to give us little bits, make everybody kind of happy, but not totally happy. And it's going to fucking get swept under the rug and it's going to pass. I'm like, oh, we gave you the information you guys wanted. Well, we didn't really want a bunch of fucking blacked out pages. So it's a little bit disappointing.
It's fair.
If there is evidence of, you know, 100% solid evidence that there are extraterrestrial beings out there, yeah, I would think the government would keep that under wraps. So not necessarily the government, but those within the government, like not the elected officials, like those of the, whatever you want to call them, military industrial complex, like those people who stay in there for a long time, like right. those people, maybe there are some senators, some, you know, long-term senators that have been there way too long, that kind of stuff. Possibly it, I have my doubts about if we were in direct contact with another civilization that the government could keep that under wraps, because that feels like there's a whole nother discussion you need to have about there about like, okay, if the government is in communication with these species, then you need to think about like, why are they communicating with the government and not with the public as a whole? You know?
Right.
That's a whole thing, because then if they're only communicating with one single government or even just leaders of the government, those things are, those beings necessarily like wouldn't be altruistic at all. Like it's like, if they're ignoring the immense amount of suffering and things that are happening on our planet, and they're just communicating with the governments, like then they have no real interest as in the human.
Don't give a fuck.
Like humans as a species, it kind of looks like they don't give a shit.
Right.
But that's the thing, you know? So that's my, that, you know, if there's evidence, you know, they have a crash chip or a probe or something like that, I think the government might want to keep that under wraps, like, you know, because it would be one single government, you know, it's
yeah.
like, it's not where the United crashed. States talking to whatever. They don't want to keep that for their.
Yeah. You would want to keep purposes. The technology and be like,
right.
Like, we're not telling anyone we have this, and we're going to see what can we make with it.
Yeah. So what can we do with it? Where's it from? That kind of thing. So, but I don't, it makes it. Again, that's why I think it would just be a lot more difficult for me to believe that they're in direct communication with another civilization, because that's what I would see as a problem, would be like,
maybe that's why there's a push, you know, you hear it as such a bad thing, but the push to form a one world government. And maybe that's because that's the only way we can, maybe that's a milestone for, to talk with like these beings. They're like, well, you got to be a unified planet.
Right. But they're doing a really shitty job of it.
Quite,
you know,
quite
it's like,
poor.
Why wouldn't they just show up and be like, look, get, you know, they throw up their holographic projections all around the world.
Show us what you got.
Language. Yeah. And they're like, hey, we're here. You guys need to get your shit together. Do it. Like communicating with governments, like seems completely inefficient and like a really bad, like a really yeah. bad idea. Like singular governments alone. Like that just seems like, even these aliens are sufficiently advanced, I would feel like it's like if they overcame the difficulties of becoming an interstellar faring species,
yeah,
that kind of the challenges that are inherent in that or to us that we'd have to overcome, like it would be like, yeah, this is really dumb. You guys, what you guys are doing, this whole like you know, territorial thing, it's not working. Like we're gonna tell everybody that we exist and you need to deal with it.
Yeah, they did tell everyone, but the problem is they told the Travis Waltons. Anyways, yeah, let's wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Why don't we spin up the old randomatron here, see all what right. it spits out.
Let's do it. Some weird new lights on the randomatron.
Yeah, I was gonna say something about that. There's just been some weird new color lights. Like, I don't think I've really seen those before. Those are weird.
It almost looks it has eyes. It's looking at me.
Huh.
Interesting. Oh shit.
Space news.
I'm going to keep an eye on that fucking randomatron. Looking weird.
This is bold.
It is. Shit.
The world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, he's going to fly to space with his brother.
The bros Bezos.
Right.
The
bros Bezos to Spaceos on the first flight of Blue Origin. First manned flight.
What? Why are we letting Lex Luthor go to space?
Yeah, this what is the not fuck's good. Going on?
This well, is listen, not fucking good.
Buddy, he's heartbroken. From his divorce, lost a bunch of money, doesn't know what to do with it. He's going to space.
He's got plenty of money. No, he's going to go up there, reveal the Amazon space man station back. That he's been building up there in secret, and be like, haha, now you guys can't tax me because I'm my own country. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
It's, you know, it's right away. I was like, oh man, I got glimpses of like that. What was the one that exploded with the teacher on? The Challenger?
Are you talking about Challenger?
Challenger?
Yeah. I was like, man, 80s? Like these things are dangerous. Like it is. Like anything can happen in these things.
It's the
and you're going to fly
one.
On the first one.
The first
I'm like, good
mission?
On them.
No, like, ultimate leader, though. Got to give it to him. The ultimate captain goes up first.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm sure they're going to do like he's got hundreds stand of tests. They've sure. been doing like hundreds of tests on these
he's
things.
He's got a lookalike.
Does he have kids?
He's got a clone. Got a
Bezos lookalike. He's getting on there. Don't worry.
Does he
he's
have
not
kids?
Going nowhere.
Bezos body level.
Yeah. Nobody's going to fucking know.
Because my thing is, I'm like in a hypothetical, say the worst happens, and I hope it doesn't. I want space travel to become a regular thing. So I hope it goes off without a hitch. But if the worst happens, you have the richest man in the world pass away in an accident. What happens to all that wealth?
He's got a giant will, I'm sure. A lot of people are going to be fiending for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Probably. I'm sure. I mean, if he was truly like wanted to be a space innovator, he would leave it to his company and the company would just keep going.
That's what I don't think. Listen here, Uncle Jeff, leave it to me, bro. All right, yeah. It's all good.
You want to throw your theorist a couple bucks? It's no big deal.
Yeah. That's not a big deal.
But yes, I agree. I hope it goes off.
I went
off
on Ancestry and Me, and it looks like through some distant cousins, we might, you know.
Hey, we all got the hairlines to show for it. Like, it's a good chance.
Got some other news. We're going back to Venus.
Cool.
NASA announces two missions by 2030. You know what? It doesn't strike me as odd that this doesn't surprise me. We talked about a couple months ago that they're potentially, you know, Venus being able to have life in the atmosphere.
The phosphine.
The phosphine and that kind of detection. So now we're going back, right? And I'm sure that's one of the many things we're going to be looking at.
Get those floating cities.
Yeah. We're looking for the floating Venetians.
The Venetians. They're floating in the atmosphere. We've proven that you can survive in the atmosphere, not on the surface. But
you just float on it.
Just
like
float.
A float on clouds of sulfur or whatever. Sulfur.
Yeah, just a big old winged space platform and there you go.
Giant floating islands made of plants.
It's cool.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So it's if there is life, it's going to be in the atmosphere and we got two missions, 2030 that are planned and, you know, maybe we'll get some better look at that. Imagine we find life on Venus before we find life on Mars.
I mean,
we'll have to change that David Bowie song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the NASA's Da Vinci probe. It's a deep atmosphere Venus investigation of noble gases, chemistry, and imaging is what it's going for.
That'd be rad. And did they reschedule that one? Because I know they had like a schedule and I heard they were kind of like moving stuff around to get there sooner than they had originally planned.
Well, it's 2028 to 2030. They're hoping to get both these.
Okay,
both
so
these there.
That's probably still on schedule.
But I don't know if they might have.
They rerouted
that one
space probe. I know they rerouted that one space probe to kind of run close. Or they said it was going to run close to Venus and they were going to throw out some stuff. I don't know.
And the second probe.
Yeah, stuff doesn't last very long when it lands on Venus, unfortunately.
Yeah, 500 degrees.
You can't
all
land
the time.
On it. But yeah, if you put an orbiter around it, it
tends to melt.
And the second probe is the Veritas, the Venus Emissivity Radio Science INSAR Topography and Spectroscopy Mission. Jesus. Come up with some better names. You have to use the full acronym. Can you not just call it something cool and then like put in the mission description what it's going to do? Do you have to use everything, every scientific device that you're going to put in the thing?
Yes.
Just a thought.
That's all I had for space news. Unless you guys got anything else?
No. UFO report, we just talked about it. I mean, that's huge space news. We'll stay tuned for it. Hopefully more comes out.
That's all it's about. I got nothing else.
No, that's it. It's still, honestly, these lights are on it. And it looks like it's looking at me.
Yeah.
And
seems
I don't
like it.
It's
smoking a little bit out the back.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. But yeah, that's it. Ranmatron is not, it's idle with some weird fucking eyeball lights on it.
Well, I don't know, man. I've been in the studio. I don't know how many times I've never seen the fucking thing, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's fucking right here. Cool. Right beside me. It lives here. Okay. It lives here.
All right.
Anyways, theorite of the week. Who do we got?
I'm going to fucking butcher this.
Yeah, you are. It's going
to
be awesome.
We really appreciate the stuff that you add to our Facebook page, and I'm sorry for bastardizing your fucking name, but this week's Theorite of the Week is Cheyenne Opila.
Opila.
For her awesome honeymoon pictures, and they went to Greece.
And they're wearing our merch.
And rocking some fucking ATT shirts.
It looks like they had a full exclusive ATT wardrobe out there.
Dude, they're doing a fashion shoot. Yeah. And honestly, it's the first time I've seen anyone wearing the Unsolved Mysteries ATT shirt.
Amazing.
Fucking awesome.
Dude, I
love it.
A couple people, I love that shirt. A couple people bought it here, and when I saw it, I went, oh, that's a fucking way slicker than I thought.
It looks way better than I thought it did.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah.
Somebody had a great idea there.
Awesome. Thank you very much for repping the merch overseas.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking tons of pictures.
All right. If you're not already supporting the show and you want access to early access to the case files, the live stream, and all the bonus stuff, head over to patreon.com/alientheoristpodcast. This week's supporters, we got Jack Burton, Coleman Stewart, Chad Capped Caveman Marks, Kimberly. Oh, fuck. Sometimes you get one, you're like, God damn it. Kimberly Venix. I'm going with that. Jake Rogu. Oh, a resub up from Zell is by far the best one.
Hey, that's some bullshit because he told me he was going to change his name to Brayden's the best one when I uploaded that video interview for him.
Well, he fucking punked you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nassim O'Brien, user_0013, Cat Ayers, a full year pledge by Cody. We'll never forget first caller to Cosmic Channels, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Benson, Will Bloomer, Tate Albeck, Brandon Dempsey, Warren Trenery. Do you have a doppelganger called British Braden? Argan Coldfire. Keep those eyes off my fries. Mara Jones. B. Marcy. Snake Rumblins. And I'm going to pre-read this because I think someone's trying to fuck with me. Oh, no, not really. Just a straight up. Your Doug's got tits. That might be another one trying to fuck with me. Anyways, that's it. Thank you very much.
As we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
See you in After Hours.
That sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.